Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board with us as we face the issues. I pray that you look forward to this broadcast each day. And I am inviting you to invite others each and every day to broaden the base, to ask them to turn the dial and tune in to Let's Face the Issues. And remind them that telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. That telephone call gets you directly through to the studios, right to our microphone so that we can entertain your question, your comment, your dialogue and discussion on the issue of the day. We're talking about COVID, censorship and control. COVID, censorship and control. I think those three C's work together with what we see taking place in America today. I believe we're watching a full-blown overthrow of the American system, of our constitutional republic, and we're watching the formation of a fascist, socialist, Marxist form of government, which is the precursor to total communism in any nation. In fact, if you don't believe that, look at the Communist Manifesto, look at what Karl Marx said in relationship to the procedures and the process to take a nation into communism. We'll talk about that later in this broadcast today. I'm looking at a headline, as we watch the full import of the Great Reset come into view, it is a frightening and dystopian future the New World Order is bringing to us. Subheadline, it will affect our identity and all the issues associated with our lives, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, that's where we are today. We're watching the foundations of our nation being destroyed. And Psalms 11:3 says, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? That's the challenge that I make every day. As we watch these things taking place, what shall the righteous do? How should we respond? But ladies and gentlemen, if the foundations are destroyed, we'll have no hope for tomorrow, no hope for our kids or our grandkids. There'll be no hope for an America as we've known for about 245 years. So it's a very serious issue, and I believe it's time that we say, as I'll talk about further in this broadcast, we say no to any federal, state, or local governance intervention with our life and living and the freedoms that we have and our Constitution and therein our Bill of Rights. There's not a government in our nation, federal, state, or local, that has the authority to interfere with your life or mine based on our Constitution. If you want me to give it a little clearer, I'm a central biblicist, constitutionalist, and I believe that God has given us the rights. They have been codified in our Constitution, and they're to be carried out with freedom in America today. And I say that with passion and with great zeal, because when we see these things go by the board, as it's called, we will lose our liberties. We will lose our freedom of speech. We will lose our religious liberties and the freedom to worship. We will lose our right to keep and bear arms and protect ourselves and our families from harm or danger. We will lose our secure nation as a sovereign nation because of no borders. We will lose the hope for tomorrow that we have had for some 245 years. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious subject today. COVID, censorship, and control. And let me remind you, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It is the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God that makes all the difference in the world. We need to make decisions not based on political correctness. Our decisions ought not to be made on some denominational dogma. Our decisions ought not to be made on some dystopian fictional novel. our decisions ought to be made as we face issues based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God. It's God's word that is truth. It's Jesus in John 8, 31 and 32 that says to his disciples, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. And then Jesus said in John 14, 6, I am truth. And further he says in John 17, 17, thy word is truth. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the truth of the word of God that ought to make us and motivate us in all that we say and do. It was the secularist George Orwell, I believe it was back in about 1947, 48. He wrote the book called 1984. It was a projection with a dystopian fictional novel as to what America would be like in 1984. Well, basically what I've read from his blurbs on that book, he's exactly right. He was a little off on the time frame, but he made a powerful statement. He said, the further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it. We see that today. There's great disdain for anyone in the House or the Senate. There's a great disdain for anyone in the state houses or the local governmental leadership in America today for anyone that takes a stand on truth. You recall, and I've reminded you several times on this broadcast, just a few weeks ago when one of our representatives in Washington, the U.S. House, standing on the floor of the House, reading verses of scripture about the sodomite lifestyle and how the H.R. 5 ought not to be passed, called the Equality Act. And Jerry Nadler spoke up and railed on him and said, God's will has no place in the U.S. Congress or in the halls of Congress. Ladies and gentlemen, that tells you where we are today. But it's truth that we need to seek. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer, John Huss, that made this statement. Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death. And I challenge you to do that. Only way that's possible is, number one, if we know Christ as Savior, if we've said yes to him as Savior, if we've been blood-bought, Bible-saved, born again, we'll stand on the truth of the Word of God. Not this mealy-mouthed, mamsy-pamsy, I hope I'm saved, or maybe I'm saved, or one day I'll find out if I'm saved. No, it's not a matter of thinking that somehow, some way, that you're part of an elect group, that God's already decided you're going to heaven, you're going to hell. You have to make a personal, volitional decision to say yes to Christ, and then get into his word, and allow his word to be the truth book that's the marching orders for your life. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time cares equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time cares the full line of Honda generators. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. They can answer all of your questions about professional landscape lawn care equipment. Tools for Time has a staff that can answer all of your questions about the homeowner lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291, Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. There's a gigantic flagpole there, 165 feet in there, gigantic U.S. flag flowing 24/7. Ladies and gentlemen, find that flagpole. At the base of the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, recently on Facebook, there was a mime or meme, however you want to pronounce it. I've never determined exactly how that is pronounced. I've heard it pronounced different ways, a mime or a meme. Since I'm not a Facebooker, I can't really answer that question for you. But the mime or meme that was there shows a man with a gigantic respirator mask on. And he says, and I quote, the coronavirus will come and go, but the government will never forget how easy it was to take control of your life, to control every sporting event, every classroom, restaurant table, church pew, and even if you're allowed to leave your home, end quote. And ladies and gentlemen, that's exactly what we've seen take place over the past approximately year and a half now. where the government has total control over what you say or do, where you go, what store you can go into, whether or not you need to wear a mask. And now the fast track, ladies and gentlemen, to force every to force every human being in America, and it's a push around the globe, to force every human being around the globe to get a vaccine. Ladies and gentlemen, it is simply a mark of submission. It is a mark of being brought into submission to the governmental orders and directives. Now, a little about other nations and how you feel and what's your standard in viewing what they're doing. But I can tell you, the United States of America, ladies and gentlemen, there's no constitutional, listen, zip, zero, nada, no constitutional authority for the government to do what they're doing, to say, to lock down your businesses, shut the church doors, and to say what you can or cannot do as far as getting out of your own home. But ladies and gentlemen, what we have watched, what has taken place is very, very clear, and it is very, very, how would you say, dangerous, and a sense of ominous future as to what we see taking place with that. It is a submission factor that's bringing about ultimate conditioning. Hear me. It is today's submission to bring about conditioning of a society for the advent of what will take place after the rapture of the church. Conditioning the people to be prepared to simply bow, to bend, and to say, yes, sir, is my term, when the Antichrist steps on the scene. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, from the central Biblicist worldview, I believe the next thing on the calendar of God is the rapture of the church. I believe that immediately following the rapture of the church will be the stepping on the scenes of the Antichrist, the one that the Bible calls the lawless one, the man of sin, the Antichrist. He'll step on the scene. He'll rule and reign with an iron fist. He'll know everything about you, every place that you go, all that you do, all of your background, all of your medical records, all of your military records, all of your educational records, all of your police records, all of your health records, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How will he know that? Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're setting the artificial intelligence in place today. We're putting the technology in place that will be handed over to the Antichrist when he steps on the scene to literally move with power to control every human being living on planet Earth at the time. Ladies and gentlemen, America has undergone what I call the fundamental change that Barack Hussein Obama said that he intended to accomplish in his first two terms. And I believe what we're watching today is the third term of Barack Hussein Obama, because he's behind the scenes, pulling the strings, making the decision, along with AOC, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and Bernie Sanders, and all of the other socialist, Marxist, communists in Washington today. I believe a number of years ago, it was stated that out of the House and the Senate, this has been over 10 or 15 years ago, that out of the House and the Senate, we had approximately 100 then that were known socialist, Marxist, communist agenda leaders in the House and the Senate. I believe we have far more than that today. And we're watching that fundamental change take place before our eyes. I believe we have a caller on the line. Go over the question or comment, please.
Good morning, Pastor. It's Derwin.
Good morning, Brother Derwin. I hope you're doing well.
Yes, sir. Going for another checkup in a few minutes, but I listened to you, and I understand that this deal with shutting down the Christian churches, the synagogues, you know, and all that is coming from a satanic direction. You can follow that direction right back to the fact that there were no mosques interrupted.
That's
in
right.
This country.
That's right. None.
So have a great one.
Thank you, Derwin, Brother Derwin, for your call. Thank you for your insight, your own spot with what you've said. In fact, you've heard me say before, at the risk of redundancy, I will say that again. During the course of the days of the apex of the lockdown, churches were locked down because they were not considered essential. Synagogues were locked down, especially in the state of New York, where Governor Cuomo, I believe, hated, and Comrade de Blasio hates the Jewish people. They even put locks on the doors and chains around the locks of the fences to prevent Jewish people from going into the synagogue and worshiping, and even threatened that if they opened the doors again, they would absolutely destroy the building. And yet, as Derwin just mentioned, There's not anything that's on record that I've read, that I've researched, that I've found that's been news worthy in an article about any mosque being closed. Churches are not considered essential. The pot shops were. Those liquor stores were considered essential. Massage parlors were considered essential. And everything that was ungodly was considered essential. But the churches were not considered essential. And we still have today, ladies and gentlemen, thousands of churches that remain closed because they're not allowed to open in some of the Gestapo states that they're in today. But we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, COVID. That's COVID-19. And it's been used as a plandemic. Yes, it's a live virus. Yes, it is a deadly virus. Yes, it can kill. And yes, it has killed. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, let me just tuck this in for your recognition and admonition. When you take the total number of people that died for every cause, listen, for every cause, total it up for 2019. Take the total number of people that died in America for the every cause, wrecks, gunshots, suicide, medical malpractice, COVID, and other pathogens. You take the total number for 2019, compare them with 2020, there's not an iota of difference in the total number of deaths. You understand that? You understand what I'm saying? You understand the point that's being made? We have been played like a high-priced fiddle, as I would call it. We have been pushed into a position of submission, which is simply... Looking forward to that day of total conditioning where there will be the yes factor for every human being on the face of the globe for the Antichrist when he steps on the scene. We've watched the constitutional rights simply by our government's directives being canceled. The rights that we have is we the people. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we the people control the federal government. Federal government is not supposed to control we the people. And yet, under the Biden administration today, he is a fascist, a total fascist. He is a dictator fascist. You say, well, what is a fascist? What is fascism? Fascism is a control by dictator where you're allowed to still have capitalism in a sense, but where it's all controlled by the state government, the federal government's the head. And that's what we see being pushed today out of Washington with Joe Biden. Joe Biden, by the way, is not in control. Joe Biden is not in control of what he says. He's not in control of what he reads because it's written for him. He's not cognitively able to carry out a daily task. This is the reason you very rarely hear of him each and every day. He puts the lid on the news, as it's called, between 9:30 and 10 o'clock almost daily. There may be one event that he has daily, and then everything else is handled by Kamala Harris and by the handlers that Joe Biden is really a Manchurian president. He is really a Trojan horse and not the real leader of a free nation. All other nations, ladies and gentlemen, are watching Joe Biden and laughing at America, including the head of Iran, the head of Russia, the head of China, the head of North Korea, all of the heads of state around the world, our enemies' heads of states. They're all laughing at America, laughing at Joe Biden, because they see him as Sleepy Joe with no authority, no ability to make a decision to get in out of the rain if it were wintertime. I find it absolutely sad. In fact, you've heard me say before, and at the risk of redundancy, I'll say again, I believe that his handlers need to be charged with senior abuse because of his age and deteriorated mental capacity. He's not able to carry out the task, but he has been placed in there by the theft of office. And by the way, talking about theft of office, let me touch on this. The five battleground states that are now involved in court again, most all of the five states are involved in the court process again because they're doing recounts, hand recounts, some by the legislative mandate, some by court orders. And yet the Clinton's law firm, the Cooey law firm that represents Hillary Clinton, that represented Joe Biden pre-election of 2020 to make sure that all of the election fraud could take place. Now with those five battleground states in the process, the same law firm, the same lawyers that went before the election in 2020 are now trying to prevent any recounts, trying to prevent any certification of those numbers, trying to stop it in court. And they are, so far, they've not been successful in preventing it. we'll have a news update on that pretty soon. I want you to understand that Biden is not the legal president of the United States of America. He is the one that's been certified and sworn in. We're having to live under that administration. This is the reason it is so sad when we find in the scripture, righteousness exalted the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. It's in Proverbs 14:34. Sin is a reproach to any people. We find that today our nation is in a position of being a reproach to all people. The word reproach there simply means to dishonor, to shame, to insult. And that's where we are today. Other nations are laughing at us because of what is taking place with our leadership. Ladies and gentlemen, Joe Biden, all that he does, he says he's doing it based on the science. It's voodoo science, ladies and gentlemen. Hear me well. It's voodoo science. Unreal. He's listening to Comrade Fauci, or Lord Fauci, or Emperor Fauci, however you want to designate him. Emperor Fauci, by the way, ought to be in jail today. Down through the past 30 plus years, he has heaped himself copyrights or patents on medicines and on vaccines and things that he was in charge of under his leadership in his NIH position. But he doesn't have the authority to do so. He has. He's the one, ladies and gentlemen, that started the splitting of the pathogens and the viruses to make one that it could be aerosoled. Happened at University of North Carolina at Wake Forest. It was stopped in 2014. It was then taken by Fauci's administration and Fauci's direction, and the federal taxpayer funding, $3.7 million, the Chinese Wuhan lab that either purposely or inadvertently let it out. That's what we have today in the coronavirus that we find today that's been used and weaponized to bring about the lockdowns, to bring about the persecution, the prosecution of pastors, churches, and Christians across America, and yea, even around the world today. But Fauci, Biden says he's been using science, and it's the voodoo science of Fauci, where Fauci says in February of 2020, masks are not needed. 3 weeks later, said masks are needed. Now he's vacillated on that, says two, maybe three masks are needed. And now all of a sudden he's announced as of yesterday, CDC and Fauci announced that, well, if you've been fully vaccinated and you're outside, you may not have to wear masks unless you're around those that are not vaccinated. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you going to tell in a crowd who's vaccinated and who's not? It is dividing society, and that's one of the key components of socialism, Marxism, and communism, according to Karl Marx, is to divide society, separate society. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, the Lord Jesus Christ himself said, Matthew, the 12th chapter, verse 25 and 26, that a house divided cannot stand, a nation divided cannot stand. And we're watching the fall of a nation by its divisiveness that is taking place out of a planned pandemic that is bringing about the division in the United States of America. We're on the fast track now of seeing the push for everybody to be vaccinated. We're watching the precursor to what ultimately will be found, where those that are not vaccinated will be persecuted, prosecuted, and even imprisoned. Future tense. I'm telling you, that's where we're headed. Future tense. Those that will refuse the vaccination be persecuted, prosecuted, even potential of fining and putting in jail because of the push to segment, segregate, and divide society. I believe we have Jose on the line. Go with the question or comment, please.
Hey, brother. It's so sad to see what's going on in America. I haven't been watching news lately, to be honest, in the past 2-3 years. This is the same brainwashing that is going on. We've been in Cuba multiple times with our church on mission trips, and it's sad to see how these communists take control of the media, the airways, TVs. They drive their agenda. The only difference with the Democrats here in America is the communists, they do it 100 miles an hour. But the Democrats here, they're doing it 15, 20 miles an hour. You know what I mean? And many people is not aware of this. It's so sad to see what is happening in America. Even with the imposter leader that we have in the White House, when he called it a crisis by mistake, and this spokesperson was challenged. Hey, listen, Joe Biden is saying that this is a crisis. Why are you saying that? and Xi. And in other words, he said the administration says it's not a crisis. But wait a minute, who's the president? Who's running the country? And Xi repeated, the administration says it's not a crisis. So that tells you right there, who's running the country?
That's
it's
right.
Not Biden.
That's right.
The poor guy says something, and his word is, he has no, is worthless. Because this lady, this communist lady, said the administration says it's not a crisis. So who has more power? I mean, this is unreal, the times that we are living, brother. But this is what I see, you know. It says communism in slow motion, little by little. And it's the same thing that has happened in China. The same thing is going on in China right now in Hong Kong. The Chinese government is placing people in social media, TV, the airways, little by little. They are taking control to manipulate and brainwash the people that have been living in Hong Kong with freedom for so many years. This is what we've seen in America. The only difference is Hong Kong is a small area. Cuba is a small area. United States of America is over 350 million. That's why these communist Democrats are doing it in a slow motion. And many people don't see it. This is so sad, the times that we are living, brother. And as Christians, we have to pray really hard for America. Because if America goes down, I just cannot imagine the other nations, you know. Where would they end up? You know what I mean? It's just sad, brother. It's really sad.
It what is. Jose, you're exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. If we lose America, where what other nation do we turn to? What about the evangelism effort that we've had for all of these centuries, sending missionaries around the world? We'll not have missionaries to be sent. If
some
we lose...
of my beloved friends from Cuba, brother, believe it or not, they are devout Christians. They are praying for America because they see what's going on. And they told me this literally, we are praying for America because if America goes down, we are going to suffer greatly because there's a lot of missionaries coming to America, to Cuba, and being a blessing to our country. Even the people that have lived under communism, they see it because they have lived for so many years. But these brainwashed Democrats, they don't see it. They think that that's okay and that's fine and nothing wrong with it. They think that that's being progressive. Are you kidding? Progressing to what? To communism? That's what they're doing. They're progressing towards communism, totalitarianism. We don't want that. I'm sorry. And it's sad. I don't know what the answer is, to be honest, because we got a bunch of cowards in office that they don't even want to speak it. But it's the media who controls what they say. They're trying to tell them not how to speak. We cannot call them illegals. We have to call an undocumented citizen. Are you kidding me? So are we going to call the drug dealer a licensed pharmacist? Brother.
You hit the nail on the head and exactly right, because we have those coming in across the border today, man and a woman that's not even married. They're listing them as family members, allowing them to live together and house together as family members. They're being shipped all over America today. The state of New York's writing them a check. Every illegal that comes into New York state gets a $15,000 check and all medical care and housing that's needed to place them. And they're being distributed all over America today. But you're exactly right. It's the socialist communist mindset that's coming out of Washington that is permeating society today. And it totally controls the news, the media, and the social media and every aspect of it. And we'll talk about that further in the broadcast. But, Jose, you're exactly right. I don't know exactly what we can do other than keep on praying, looking up, and realizing that God is still on the throne. God's still in charge. Yes.
What was the name of the website that this guy with the pillow, the Christian guy that owns those pillows, he came out with a website for the conservatives to express their views and everything. What was the name? I know he made a big announcement, I believe, last week that he was going to...
He did, and I've got that written down, but I don't have it before me. But his Mike Lindell, you can research Mike Lindell, and you'll find the name of it.
Okay, brother, we need to repeat that because the people that love America, we want the best. We need to be united and fight peacefully against those communists, because those communists, they don't have the good heart for this great nation. God bless you, brother.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jose, for your comments and for your insight and for your prayers. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about 1 minute break at the top of the hour for our news. Hang in there. Don't turn your dials. We'll be right back as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.